Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A new year, and I know it's a new year. I wouldn't even need the calendar to tell me it's a new year, but everybody's posting their, hey, I'm in the gym posts, and it's not at all annoying.
I'm joking.
I'm just playing. It's admirable. I admire the discipline. I admire the determination, and I especially admire the selfies from the gym. That's just really good stuff. Go ahead.
Wow. Some people do it to keep themselves accountable. Anyway, yesterday was my first day back in the gym for about 3 weeks. A little tough.
That explains the soft moans of Tammy when she's trying to open our studio door, which isn't an easy door to open anyway.
Yeah. Same thing happened at our gym here in the office yesterday. I went down there, and sure enough, now our gym is very small. It's part of the building, but what's great about it is it's free if you work here, which is amazing, and I love it. And there's usually never anybody there.
Correct.
It's very rare if I see one, at most two people there when I go.
Just every once in a while, the guy who would work out in his jeans that you always
The guy
what was
in
going
his
on
jeans and one of our coworkers. Like, that's
God, do you think he showers after that?
I don't know.
And he goes back into the same old sweaty jeans?
If he's just walking the treadmill, you know, he's just going for a walk. That I get.
Jeans are horrible clothes in which to do any kind of exercise in. I don't even mow the lawn in jeans. Go ahead, producer Jessica.
Yesterday, I went down for my normal run. There were 5 people in the gym.
Again, 5. It's not so much a gym as it is a room in the lower level of our building that they've converted into a gym by putting a treadmill here, some weights here, a rowing machine there, and that's really it, right?
Right. And look, I get it. It's a new year. You're going to get healthy and all of that. And I was expecting to see a few more people at the gym.
Sure.
I was still going to be a little annoyed by it because I really like my solo time in the gym.
Sure.
But that's beside the point. Here's what I'm really annoyed about. Every single one of those 5 people looked like they belonged there. They were all hot.
Oh.
And they were all doing these great exercises. And so I looked like the one that was walking in for like the first time in years, looking like a doofus on the treadmill with her iPad and reading while she's running.
Jessica, let's defend you, by the way. Not a doofus. Jessica is a seasoned runner and is training for a marathon, half marathon right now.
Yeah.
But I totally understand what you're talking about.
Oh, I was so mad. I was like, every single one of these people are hot. That's not fair.
This would have been me, okay? I would have been I would have been Eddie Murphy's buddy from Beverly Hills Cop. I'd have walked in and go, this is not my office. And I would have walked right out of there.
Oh, so I saw one other person there that I've seen before, and I wanted to, like, be like, hey, good seeing you again, like, very loudly, just so that everybody else knew in there that I do use
you
this
belonged.
Gym regularly.
Yes.
That's so relatable. How many times you go to a gym and all of a sudden there's, like, these beautiful people there that clearly were born in the gym and have never left.
Right.
And they've got names like Tate.
And Tiffany, right?
Yes. And they're just like, you know, every pose they make is hotter than the next. I totally get it.
That's one of my favorite things about the gym I go to. There are plenty of good-looking hot people who go to my gym, but no one is, like, dressed Like, they're ready to Instagram the every moment that they're doing. Oh. Everyone is in normal clothes, working hard, sweating. Real people go to my
Just
gym.
Gave me a great idea. I'm going to start a gym for dumpy guys like me.
The dumpy gym?
The dumpy guy gym.
You just called the dump. Where are you going, honey? Go to the dump.
That connotates a bunch of different things. I'm talking about dump, the dump.
That was the wrong one.
The dumpy guy gym. Kind of like Average Joe gym in Dodgeball.
Okay. The dumpy guy gym.
I bet you I would have 100 signups within 1 hour of the press release of the new dumpy guy gym. If you're a sculpted god, you're not welcome here. Okay? Take your business over to Planet Fitness.
Can we put a rule in for dumpy guy gym?
I'll consider one. Go ahead.
You're not allowed to video any single one of your workouts for TikTok or Instagram.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Stretching.
No phones, no cameras. Just kick-ass loud music. And dumpy guys like me.
Dumpy guy Jim, I like
And
it,
one
John.
Super hot woman that works the desk.
Oh my God, John.
Well, we gotta have some kind of incentive.
Because it's not about getting healthy.
Yeah. And she doesn't shame us either. She's like, ooh, look at you, Lumpy. Mm. Oh, I love where this is going. I love where this is going. Jessica, thank you. 833-287-1037. How about we get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge? And you can join Kane Brown when he comes to Pechanga Arena. 833-287-1037. Win or lose, you're going to go see Kane. Win, you have $100. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and it's coming up next. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.